pink. A tiny pink pill with an etching of a squirrel on either side. Jared Duryagin couldn't take his eyes off it. He stood in a windowless mailroom, the Department of Homeland Security badge hanging from his neck, illuminated by pulsing halogen lights above. Every 30 seconds, the sound of airplanes rumbled through the air outside. Jared looked like an adolescent with his oversized clothes, buzz cut, and guileless hazel eyes. "We've started to get a couple of them a week," his colleague Mike, a burly Customs and Border Protection officer, said, as he handed Jared the envelope that the pill had arrived in. The envelope was white and square, with a single perforated stamp affixed to the top right corner. "Hier öffnen," read the inside flap. Below those two words was the English translation, "Open here." The recipient's name, typed in black, read, "David." The package was on its way to a house on West Newport Avenue in Chicago. It was exactly what Jared had been waiting for since June. The plane carrying the envelope, KLM Flight 611, had landed at Chicago O'Hare International Airport a few hours earlier, after a 4,000-mile journey from the Netherlands. As weary passengers stood up and stretched their arms and legs, baggage handlers 20 feet below them unloaded cargo from the belly of the Boeing 747. Suitcases of all shapes and sizes were ushered in one direction. 40 or so blue buckets filled with international mail were sent in another. Those blue tubs, nicknamed scrubs by airport employees, were driven across the tarmac to a prodigious mail storage and sorting facility 15 minutes away. Their contents, letters to loved ones, business documents, and that white square envelope containing the peculiar pink pill would pass through that building, past customs, and into the vast logistical arteries of the United States Postal Service. If everything went according to plan, as it did most of the time, that small envelope of drugs, and many like it, would just slip by unnoticed. But not today. Not on October 5th, 2011. By late afternoon, Mike Weinenthaler, a Customs and Border Protection officer, had begun his daily ritual of clocking in for work, pouring an atrocious cup of coffee, and popping open the blue scrubs to look for anything out of the ordinary. A package with a small bulge, return addresses that looked fake, the sound of plastic wrap inside a paper envelope, anything fishy at all. There was nothing scientific about it. There were no high-tech scanners or swabs testing for residue. After a decade in which email had largely outmoded physical mail, the Postal Service's budgets had been decimated. Fancy technology was a rare treat, allocated to the investigation of large packages. And Chicago's mail-sniffing dogs, Shadow and Rogue, came through only a couple of times a month. Instead, whoever was hunting through the scrubs simply reached a hand inside and followed their instincts. 30 minutes into his rummaging routine, the white square envelope caught Mike's eye. He held it up to the lights overhead. The address on the front had been typed, not written by hand. That was generally a telltale sign for customs agents that something was amiss. As Mike knew, addresses are usually typed only for business mail, not personal. The package also had a slight bump, which was suspicious, considering it came from the Netherlands. Mike grabbed an evidence folder and a 605-1S seizure form that would allow him to legally open the envelope. Placing a knife in its belly, he gutted it like a fish, dumping out a plastic baggie with a tiny pink pill of ecstasy inside.